Yeah, what is investment versus savings? What do those
terms? Well, I think with in terms of investment is in the actual running of one's livelihood.
So this is the money. This is not to like the worker, like what to do with your paycheck. It's more like if you're running a business, you take one quarter of.
Well, that would be saved. That would be. I think it'd be like taxes as well. You know, in the sense of, and then looking, running, in terms of, yeah, looking after. Maybe it is more for running a business, but those are. And I mean, again, if you have to track it down and figure out who the Buddha was talking to, because those again, a lot of the teachings are case specific. Yes. Yeah. Investing for one.
What do you invest in? Because all the profitable stuff is wrong livelihood.
I mean, if it's more like if you're running a business, saying instead of saying, okay, our gross receipts were $1 million, and I'm the owner, so I'm going to take like $900,000 myself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and actually, there is a section where the Buddha, this is from the Sikhalagowada Sutta, where the Buddha does give the duty of an employer, and sort of five duties of an employer is to. One assigns one's employees work in accordance with their strength, their sex, age, and abilities. The two, one pays them wages commensurate with their work and adequate for their livelihood. Three, one grants them fringe benefits by, for example, providing medical care in times of sickness. Four, one shares with them a portion of any special profits that may accrue. Five, one gives them appropriate holidays and time to rest. I mean, that's the time of the Buddha. And, so that, thinking through these things.